Canto 2, Section 2, Number 29. Thus taken was God's plunge into the night. This fallen world became a nurse of souls, inhabited by concealed divinity. A being woke and lived in the meaningless void. A worldwide nescience strove towards life and thought. A consciousness plucked out from mindless sleep. All here is driven by an insentient will. Thus fallen, inconscient, frustrate, dense, inert, sunk into inanimate and torpid drowse, earth lay a drudge of sleep, forced to create by a subconscient yearning memory, left from a happiness dead before she was born, an alien wonder on her senseless breast. This mire must harbor the orchid and the rose. From her blind, unwilling substance must emerge a beauty that belongs to happier spheres. This is the destiny bequeathed to her, as if a slain god left a golden trust to a blind force and an imprisoned soul. An immortal's godhead's perishable parts she must reconstitute from fragments lost, reward from a document complete elsewhere, her doubtful title to her divine name. A residue, her sole inheritance, all things she carries in her shapeless dust, her giant energy tied to petty forms, in the slow tentative motion of her power, with only frail, blunt instruments for use, she has accepted as her nature's need and given to man as his stupendous work, a labor to the gods impossible. A life living hardly in a field of death, its portion claims of immortality. A brute half-conscious body serves as means, a mind that must recover a knowledge lost, held in stone grip by the world's inconscience, and wearing still these countless knots of law. A spirit bound, stand up as nature's king.